Here she is.
So hot.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Heart.
We in there. What's up, everybody? Welcome to a brand new edition of Phone Fantasy Radio Live with your girl, La Crush Hearts. I'm waiting for my co-host to come in. Tonight is ladies' night, if you don't know. Tonight we're going to have a good old time. Shout out to Mrs. PG from the sidebar. Shout out to everybody that's going to tune in. Shout out to Black Reporter. You know, we still miss you, baby. So, on that note, without further ado, I'm going to go ahead, start the music, and we're going to come back, and we're going to pop it off. So, on that note, here go Mr. Zaya with Pop It.
Yeah.
I got money on my mind, I think money all the time. And if you ain't talking money, then you ain't on my mind. Cause yeah, yeah, this is money talk. All we do is money talk. Yeah, this is money talk. All we do is money talk.
Money I need, nigga, not you weed. I got to be with niggas, a Lamborghini, don't know. But I'm for free, nigga, pay me. She looking for work and I'm trying to get rich. 24 laced up, tighter than a Rick Rock bitch. Nigga, pay me or get lost. Get out of dollar and you know not this boss. Look, get in, get out of here, yeah. I got bread, rather you, you're the 40 on 8, nigga, pump my gas. You walking where Mr. Daily got. Gas is all you can pump for me. Pump me, road, nigga, not for free. Hundreds, nigga, you must be funny. Thousands, bitch, I'm too money. Can't fuck with a broke nigga, I get bored. I do shit, broke nigga, for the poor. Walking around, feeling fancy. Bitch like a white, bitch, that man, see, I'm in this game and I'm hella deep. I get it, bitch, and I don't sleep. Me being broke is so passive. I ain't stuck up, I'm just hella convinced.
I got money on my mind, I think money all the time. And if you ain't talking money, then you ain't on my mind. Cause yeah, yeah, this is money talk. All we do is money talk. Yeah, this is money talk. All we do is money talk. I'm coming block where they really can pose. Yeah, fucking with a broke bitch, that's a no-no. Told by my dad only in the second grade. You gotta get some money, boy, you gotta get paid. I live my life as a solid ass nigga. Money me so I'm talking money, my nigga. My nigga get a money check, cause I'm about that. So you gon' mind me, I doubt that. Money, 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 all I think about. Wish I could marry money, so I could take it out. We would look right together, oh, so amazing. Look at the fucking niggas on the block hating. Money, 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 all I think about. Wish I could marry money, so I could take it out. 5, 10, 20, 50, $100 bills. Won't stop running till I count a fucking meal. I think money all the time, and if you ain't talking money, then you ain't on my mind. Cause yeah, yeah, this is money talk. All we do is money talk. Yeah, this is money talk. All we do is money talk.
When I say it, I mean, bitch, I'm ready. Premium, no fucking alleged. Bitch, please, my money talk. You can tell I get money by the way I fucking walk. When money talk, I listen. Other than that, I'm rich. Please, it's Gouda at my table, bitch. What you got to bring? So if you want it, I hope you're ready. You can take up, bitch, like my name was Debbie. Shit, squirt, no, not me. Got rap, can't be loaded on no PTP. I'm rap building, like Bob. Bitch, I'm on my job. I'm somewhere in the middle of the rain. Laughing at you hoes all the way to the bank. Let me ask you something, how much you got? No, nigga, how much you trying to spend? I'm on the next flight, southwest in the wind. I don't understand, bro. It's going, I'm sorry, I can't read. And bitch, nigga, I take your money, but I don't need it.
Oh yeah, that's how we starting off. Ladies, the night is yours. You can give us a call, 805-830-8320. That number again is 805-830-8320. Ladies, we are definitely rocking. That right there was Black Marilyn Monroe, Money Talk. Before that, we played Miss Desire with Pop It, and those are two underground ladies. I'm gonna try to get some more music from them. If you like them, definitely hit up phonefantasyradio.com and let us know. Hit us up on email, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com, if you want to submit some music. And this is how it's going down right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. Don't worry, I have more than just underground music playing right now. Shout out to Mrs. PG, who always seems to be late. She's always late. Okay. All right, folks. So it's ladies' night. We got the music going. We're trying to get our energy up and popping. I'm thinking of doing something. Let me know how y'all feel about this. I'm thinking about putting together a little mini concert series. You know what I'm saying? invite some of the people that y'all hear playing on Phone Fantasy Radio. Have them, invite them to New York City. Have them perform live. And just have the energy out there. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. All right. I see my girl. She just rolled up. Mrs. PG.
Butt noodles.
Butt noodles. Nothing. Why are you late?
because I'm trying to, you know, I forgot that the show was early. So I'm trying to get all the kids put away. I'm trying to, you know, maintain what I'm doing. I'm like, I need to do this radio show. Ugly baby popped over. I know the baby was coming. So, yeah.
Ugly baby popped over. Okay.
That's her name. That's my niece. Her name is Ugly Baby. She's a fraggle kid.
It's never ever surprised at you, but it's never ever surprised with you, PG. Right, yeah, I know. Catch me out there. So, PG, it's ladies' night. Who's dialing out? Did the baby dial it out? Why is the baby dialing out?
That could have been me, my bad.
So, we starting off kind of slow right now. I guess everybody forgot tonight was ladies' night. Guess I didn't do my job.
No, it wasn't that I forgot. I was trying to get situated. The time snuck up on me.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know that it was
right. It does that sometimes. It does that sometimes.
Yeah,
it snuck up on me too.
It was somebody.
Yeah, it snuck up on me too, because I sure enough could not keep my eyes open for the hell of it. I was trying to, but I kept passing out all day. Damn.
And it's like, soon 7 o'clock came, I was like, I got sleepy. I'm like, oh my God, I got a radio show to do tonight. Studio actually crowded. So.
Right, we hear them in the background. Okay.
Yeah.
How's the creative process going for you? Will we have a PG official mixtape soon?
As far as my mixtape coming out, I haven't decided if I'm going to actually do a full project yet or not.
Oh.
But I've been doing songs, so eventually I'm in.
Eventually
I'm going to add up all together.
Right.
Yeah.
They'll add up to like the first volume, all the songs you've been doing, so...
Right.
That's cool. So do we have a debut single for you soon?
Actually, I just did a new song with Scholar Script SB. It's called Weekend Girl. And I ain't leaked it yet, so I ain't leaked it yet. It's not technically mine, the leak of Scholars, and I'm just featured on it, so I ain't steal it from them yet, you know.
Oh yeah, like you did the Bend Over.
Yeah. I'm actually performing that live next week at the Miramar at our show that we got up here in Milwaukee.
Okay, yeah, what's going on? All right, so we're going to let you, I'm going to go ahead and put you back on hold, let you go finish doing whatever you're doing, get yourself situated, and I'm going to do this girl music set, and we're going to come back, and we're going to chop it up some more.
All right, that's
what's
up. I made it to the
chat room,
people.
Chat with me. All right. That's my co-host for tonight, Mrs. PG out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You're tuned in to Phone Fantasy Radio with LaCrush Heart and Mrs. PG. Shout out to my other co-host, my official co-host, Black Reporter. You'd be a miss, Black Reporter. Not! No, he wish he could talk right now. But you can't. Nah, 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 boo, boo. Nah, 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 boo, boo. Nah. I couldn't help it. All right. We're going to keep it moving. I'm going to play some good old... Solace the Lady Flawless and so Miss So Naive. You know, these ladies definitely doing their thing. And you're tuning into Phone Fantasy Radio. Welcome back. It's your girl, Miss La Crush Hearts. And I have my other girl, Miss PG. And we holding it down for ladies tonight. PG, you with me? Okay, yeah. She's not with me right now.
I'm right here.
Oh.
I saw you.
Oh.
What's new with your girl, Miss PG? Proof guy, MC, stand the fuck up. I'm in New York, bitches.
All right, so PG, let me throw this past you. I'm trying to put together maybe like a mini showcase right here in New York City. Would Blue Sky be interested in coming through and showing us love?
Yes, Blue Sky will actually supposed to be in New York in August. So, yeah, Blue Sky will actually come and do your showcase in New York. We have no problems with traveling. You know, we love travel.
Okay, that's what's up. I'm putting it together, throwing it out there, see what people think about that. Okay, all right. So I was sitting here and I was thinking, what can we talk about to get Black Reporter and all the men feathers ruffled right now? And before we go into that, get their feathers ruffled.
Get their feathers ruffled in the good way or the naughty way.
All of the above. But I have a question for y'all. Before we get into that, though, we need to bring in Lady C, a.k.a. Miss Debbie Parker. Hi, Miss Parker.
Hi.
Lady C in this bitch.
Yeah. I got a bone to pick. Let me say this real quick. Black Reporter, if you're listening, you make me sick. I told him to call me at 7:45. Because he knew I was studying, I would forget, so I could come. Did he call me? No.
He hung up. He was going here, and I was teasing him. I tried to pull him in the other room, but he hung up. I guess he having phone problems. But he's hanging up. Keep hanging up. I keep seeing his number pop up, but he keeps disappearing. Every time I start talking my shit, he start disappearing. He's not trying to hear it. All right. So my question is, first of all,
Tushy, can you mute me for a few moments? I'm going to move locations because the studio is crazy right now. So I'm going to duck off, but can you mute me for a minute?
All right, go ahead. Okay, so she in the studio, they wilding out. What kind of studio is going on over there? But my question is, first off, can a man be tamed? And if so, what are your top five qualities, ladies? What are your five top qualities or procedures that you use to tame a man? Yes, I'm asking for the ladies to share their secrets, and I want the men to squirm. Like, no, we can't be tamed. Fuck that. That's the question we're going to ask right now. The number to call is 805-830-8320. That number again is 805-830-8320. So, can a woman tame a man? Do we have that power? Do we have that seduction? That's the question for right now. Well, that's the question for tonight. We're going to let that stew a minute. We're not even going to get onto that. We're going to let it stew a minute. That's what we're going to do. Okay. Shout out to Buddha. Shout out to all the men that's missing us right now. Bless child. Shout out to all the men that normally be on the show holding us down.
Hi, man.
How you doing? We are no good. Here we go,
we're
messing
good
with them folks.
It's just here good to be with... able to say ha ha ha.
Right. Shout out to Dre. Shout out to Brick. Let me tell y'all, when Brick is screaming in the chat room right now, I finally made it to the chat room. This damn new board is fucked up, but I made it to the chat room. Brick said, men can be tamed. She said, they are horses. That's the first answer for the night. Men can be tamed. They are horses. That's like, all right, Brick.
Right.
Call up, lady. You need to call up. You play too much. 805-830-8320. I told you we wasn't going to touch on it. Question for tonight, can men be tamed? And if so, what are the 5 top qualities to tame them? And you know what, men? You know what, men? We'll even leave it open. We'll even leave it open for you to call in and let us know. After 10:30, that is.
Y'all stupid.
She said Black Report is my horse accent. Damn.
Black Report is what? Black Report is my horsey. We can't act until after 10:30. Brick is falling out right now in the chat room. PG, you back on the air with us. You heard the question for tonight. That's how we doing it up here. We're gonna make their toes curl. Look, people sending us messages right now. They wanna speak to me right now. Like what part of I'm live right now do they not understand from my Facebook page? Like, what? See men?
Pay attention.
They need a whip to them, man. 805-830-8320. We wilding out. If you just... Brick is wilding right now in the chat rooms. Y'all need to get into the chat rooms. If you just tuned in, get into the chat room. Sign up for a free account. Oh, my goodness. PG, you know we want to get your answer. Because PG, you got like the ultimate on lock. Who's pressing buttons?
Not me.
You heard me pushing buttons?
Right, we hear you pushing the button.
That was PG Green, fine line, one fifth, typing that computer BS. He said, me cannot be tamed. So he said, ow. They will say, whoa. And the legal said, it's illegal, motherfucker. He said, if you just going to call all men the same men, then yes, men can be trained, but I believe that all men have tameable abilities. You know, you can tame some are already come trained, and then, you know, it is what it is. Some that's just lost causes.
Well, Brick did just say they were horses, not all horses.
I know, I read that. That was funny. I never made up. Because I was like, I'm like, oh, they said, can me and be saying, y'all want me to answer this down here? Or y'all want me to go to my room? He's like, you answer that shit down here. I'm on me. I can't answer that shit right now. Some men can be tamed. Some don't need to be tamed, though. Some just are already trained properly.
All right. So for those that do need to be tamed, folks. Ladies, see what you think. They can't.
PD wants to get involved. How can I help you, PD?
He can't get involved, PD. You can't get involved.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Me and K-Pop can't talk to
you. You can't talk to that's the whole point of the show. You got to run away. Run away, PD. Run away.
I'm running away, y'all. I'm running away. Leave my trainable man down here.
I have to call in after 10:30 and break that knowledge off to us. But right now, he can't get a phone.
Where I was going before I asked you that
run,
question.
PG, run, PG, run. But they're trying to take the phone from you. Run, girl, run.
All right,
Lacey,
yeah,
see, we
haven't been in the house there before that, so what is your point?
What you think, Lacey? You agree with everybody?
Whatever you're saying, PG. Whatever makes you feel like you're training me right now, I'll go with it.
Some of them are really wild books, and you have to, you know, you have to know how to break that block off. You know, it's fun learning to train them.
We acting up right now. We are definitely acting up right now. Y'all are straight fools. So tonight, y'all, we asking, can men be tamed? And if they can, what are the top 5? I say 5 now. Think about it. Don't just call up and want to answer. You got to think about this. You got to let it stew. We're going to let that stew. What are the top 5 qualities that we need to know to tame these wild broncos?
The first thing you got to know is, how did they treat their mom?
Ooh.
That's your top thing. If you know how they treat their mom, you know just how hard it's going to be.
All right, AC, don't share all your answers now, girl. We still got a whole hour to go. You spoiling it.
That's one thing anybody should know about anybody. How they did their mommy.
All right. Oh, let me bring PG back on. Did she finally make it to her bedroom? Did you finally make it to your room, PG?
What happened?
Did you finally make it to your room? No.
Yeah, I did, but he followed me.
Crack that whip, girl.
Give me 2 seconds. Don't mute me. Give me 2 seconds.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. My ears are hurting. I'm laughing so hard right now.
Did Black Reporter come back on?
Black Reporter, he's here. Yep. Say what you got to say. He's here.
Hey, Black Reporter. You can't talk.
We are no good. Now, I don't know why this is tickling us so.
I don't know.
Stop laughing for the last 10 minutes. What the hell? I don't know why I'm just tickling myself.
You told her about you playing me, and you took me tomorrow like I'm a kid, so.
this is live Bronco action right now, y'all.
Door still open.
Okay.
This is live Bronco action. Shh.
Oh, wait a minute. Who won my movie? Did you say play for one of my movies?
No.
Live Bronco action.
Did you say no?
Uh-oh. You said no. Uh-oh.
Did you say live Bronco action?
Yeah.
What I missed.
We've been listening the whole time laughing.
I'm pretty sure y'all was.
Oh, my goodness.
Crazy.
We're not crazy.
No men. Wow. Imagine.
I know, right? Now we feel all lonely.
No.
Nah. I'm not. I just probably got rid of mine. It's like 5 of them downstairs. Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, no. Okay, folks, you're tuning into Phone Fantasy Radio. Tonight we're asking, can men be tamed? And if so, what are top five qualities to tame your man? You can give us a call, share your answers at 805-830-8320. That number again is 805-830-8320. You can listen live as well in the chat room. If you do not see a chat room on your screen, by all means, please press F5, refresh your screen, because the chat room is definitely open. Shout out to the chat room. Shout out to the chat room right now. We got Brick in there. We got a guest in there. We got Mrs. PG holding us down in the chat room, and I'm in there. So if you don't want to call up, you still want to participate, type in the chat room. You know, if you want to be anonymous, you can do that too. But we're just having a good old time right now. We got Black Reporter on the line holding hard. Nah, nah, nah.
Holding hard. That's funny you said holding hard. Because one of the qualities as a female, in order to have your man trainable, you have to be able to make his dick hard without actually having to touch him.
Ooh.
If you could say, you know what, if I do, and it go bling, there you go. Winner.
Ooh, that's what's up right there. So the first quality is how he treat his mother, right?
Right.
Okay. And the second quality is being able to get his dick hard without touching
without
him.
Actually having to touch him.
Without.
That don't mean go blow on it. That don't mean stroke it. That means the ability to make it hard without physically touching him.
Mm.
If you can't do that, I advise y'all to go practice.
All right. All right. It's possible, people. She knows. She would know. All right. Shout out to Renee, Nene. She on her way. Shout out to Ghetto. Shout out to her little Bronco. Y'all killing me here with this Bronco shit. Y'all killing me, man. I can't even get it out. Ooh, y'all too much. Oh my goodness. On that note, we're going to get into some more music. Give everybody a chance to go get some water because my face is hurting right now from smiling so hard because y'all got me laughing over here. We'll play some music and we're going to come back and we're going to talk some more. And shout out to all my big girls and my little girls and all the girls in between.
I'll be walking alone, and you'll step on the scene where I'll be. Hopefully, you'll be touched by my charm, and the words of the song will lead the way. Bright eyes and bangs, soft hair, earrings, just a few of the things I like about you.
Just a big bone.
Can I walk right beside you?
Looks like a bed neck bone.
Looks so good, looks so good.
I'd like to keep your body warm.
Uh-huh. Frankly, I admire your style. How you go into work every day. Confident in your walk, in your stride. Got my nose open wide.
I like to keep your body warm.
All right, folks. All right, folks. It looks like I'm having technical problems here. People can't hear me. Y'all hear me singing. I don't know what's going on. I apologize for my horrible voice. But I was like, yeah, I was feeling that right there. Old school track. Where my girls at? Ow. All right, folks. You tuned into Full Fantasy Radio. Let me bring in my co-host, Mrs. PG from Blue Sky Entertainment, well, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Buh fucking noodles.
You heard me singing.
Black
Reporter had a call. Like, all I do is hear you singing. Like, I don't know. It was working when I looked
at
it.
That's why I'm pissed, because I was like, okay, I had it on speaker, right?
Uh-huh.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to put it down and put it on speaker, you know, while the other song was playing. I'm like, is that her singing?
I was trying to change my settings around, and I didn't realize that it was me that y'all was hearing. I was hearing the music, because I'm like, Blog Talk Radio player was acting up. So I was like, let me use my own player. It makes it much easier to navigate. And at the same time, I'm posting on Facebook, Twitter. I'm posting on all these places right now, you know, and I...
So then I'm like, yeah, that's her singing. So I'm typing, I ain't
getting no response. And then when from you stop, I'm like, oh, really? And then this is nothing. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's a poor
little
ghetto. Right. Right. I had stopped singing because I really thought my mic
mm-hmm.
was muted. There we go. Damn, I keep saying mouse and everything else. All right, so we got 225 on the air, and we got our good girl from, our good girl, I said it, that's right, I said it. What's up, Nene?
Hey, I heard the silence, and I was like, what the hell? So I called back.
Oh, shit, my bad. Dead air, dead air, dead air. That's all right. This is is my show, and guess what? I'm making it up. But that was what? That was 10 minutes of dead air. That was 10 minutes of dead air, so I'm making up for it. So the guys can't come on until 10:40.
No, I'm going to need for you to stop that. I know that was PG.
That was me.
Oh, God. Oh, my bad. She, you know, PG be doing some goofy stuff sometimes.
You know what? I don't do that.
Lady C, you still with us, Lady C?
Yes, I'm here.
Lady C.
Miss
Parker. Queen Tri-Tri. Remember that story?
Bless her. That was a trifling shit. Oh, yeah, y'all. The next month, Trifling Week is going to make its 1-year anniversary. So, yeah.
Get
y'all trifling stories together. We're going to see if anybody. We did have one person who beat you, right, Lady C?
Yeah.
Somebody had a story. I don't remember. I got to look at the archives because I don't remember who it was.
Yeah, I got to beat her. Man, I'm mad that she didn't share with me. Shit. I thought we was cool, lady.
It was somebody else, though. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in right now. Mrs. PG holding down with me. Lady C's holding down with me. Our good girl Renee Nay is holding down with me. We got Brick in the chat room holding it down. We got a couple of Broncos out there holding it down with us.
Renee.
Yeah, Renee, we got to fill you in. So tonight's question is, can men be tamed? And if so, what are the top 5 qualities to tame your man? So we have our Brooklyn representative, right, we have our Brooklyn representative, Brick, who came out the gate with, yes, men can be tamed. And they are men can't be tamed because they are horses. She went on to continue to say, Black Reporter is my horsey, and I just confirmed with Black Reporter, y'all. I asked him, like she said she did him the lie. I asked him, and he said, yes, she do have a loose around his neck. So.
Wow, what the hell I walked into?
Right. That's right. Look, she's type of the chat room. That's right. So, on that note.
You could have sent me a text giving me a heads up.
So, the
I was asking the question while I was still in the studio.
out of the top five qualities, we got the first one from Lady How he treat his mother. It's all on how he treat his mother. You got to observe how he treats his mom.
Right.
The second one Mrs. PG gave us, being able to get his dick hard without touching him. No blowing on it, no touching it. He have all his clothes on. You can still make him hard and give him that extra pump of juice.
Right. It's a look. You can just give him that look. Shut up, PG. I hear it coming. You ain't even gotta say it.
Brick is going ham in the chat room, y'all. If y'all just tuning in, I don't see a chat room, please press F5 because Brick is going ham in the chat room right now. He said, "Told you." He filled out the application. He accepted the program, and she said, "True that, Miss PG." He said, "True that, Miss PG." Oh, my goodness. Y'all acting up right now.
I'm still long low. I ain't even with medium or hot. They ain't ready. Put the Vulcan mind meld on that shit.
Y'all too much. Y'all acting up right now. Can men be tamed, and what are the top 5 qualities? So we got 3 more to go, ladies. Renee, can you offer us a third one?
No, she got a shadow. He came already trained.
You know what? That's why I told you to shut up the first time.
You're welcome.
What? Is that one of the guys we was talking about?
See, I miss a lot.
I get him.
Don't you call in?
He can't hear you unless he call in.
Oh, tell him to call in after 10:40 though.
Right.
The one time
he'll be all
white. What you doing? Right, I posted the music. You know, this is what I be talking about. I posted the music and they sit up there talking about what you know about that song. Nigga, read the text. Fuck the damn song. Read the text. I'm mad they won't let me revert text on here. Okay, anyway. All right, folks. The website, phonefantasyradio.com. The email, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. We got the chat rooms happening. Oh, wait, hold on. Brick is make it clap. That's a training technique too.
No man can resist a clapping ass.
Right, that's true. I don't care how many I'm a breast man.
Although I did see a chick last night, she's able to bounce one cheek and not the other, and she was able to alternate that shit. It was like really, really funny. So she was like, "Hey, one booty going, the other one was just sitting there." I'm like, "Wow, talent, you wasting it." While you here, get to the piles, boo-boo. Get to the piles. Get your money.
Mm-mm. She should be like that chick on the video.
Right.
Mm-mm. So let me ask
you. You know, you did all that when no cameras rolling. You wasted all your little shrink dance, mama. She done made my man dollar. Even when I dance, I get dollars.
So let me ask you a side question, ladies. Do y'all really care for dick pics?
For dick pics?
For dick pics. Like, does that even do anything?
It doesn't make me go, ooh, dick. It doesn't do that, but it lets me know if I'm going to go,
right.
Come here.
Right, if I want to
know. It's like a warning.
It
lets you
helpful.
Know if you need to further proceed, you know.
Oh.
If you want to go to the green light. Oh, if you want to be red, be like, oh, that's okay, I'm good.
You know, ladies, let me tell you, if you see a penis shot and you don't see him in the penis shot, boo-boo, it's probably not his penis. Because if you're that good with your own camera that you can take a penis picture of your penis by yourself without any of your body parts in it, boo-boo, it's not yours. Why you got some other man's penis is a little weird to me, but if I don't see some of you in that picture, I'm a little worried. It's a little suspect to me.
Right.
I mean, your hand ain't on it. I mean, you know. If it's hard, I understand you just point the camera down and click, but how your belly ain't in it? I mean, where's your chest hairs? I mean, your little stomach belly hairs.
Your legs or
something. Something that identifies you to said penis. I'm just saying.
A tattoo or something.
You better hold it one hand. Hold it with one hand and take the picture with the other. Now somebody else took the picture.
You can go to the mirror.
Kind of
you can
that's
go to the mirror and all that stuff.
But what I'm saying is, it's just your if you see just the penis in the pic with no chest, no belly, no nothing.
Yeah.
I know it's yours.
He photoshopped it. If you see nothing else, that nigga photoshopped that shit.
There's gotta be something else in the picture. You better throw hold a sign or something, like it's mine, do something. Let me know that it's yours. Put code on it. Like, take a picture with a piece of paper that says 276531, you know.
Yeah,
it's yours. Who would do that?
Something.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. I'm putting it in a group now as y'all talking. as y'all speaking to me, I'm typing it right now, so okay, dick pics aren't to enjoy but to inform if you want to mess with that penis or not. Tell him to identify his penis pic with a piece of paper with a code on it. These are the answers from the radio show live right now.
Break
you gotta love
Tanya. She is retarded.
You gotta love technology, man. You gotta love technology. Gotta love it, man. You gotta love it.
LaCresci, the chat
yes,
room says, if the dick is jet black and the legs are light brown, bail out of there.
Photoshop, people. Photoshop.
But wait, hold on. Brick is wilding out right now. Brick, you hurting my ears right now, Brick. You got me cheesing over here. You know I got fat cheeks. You got to stop, Brick. You got to stop. Yay. Oh, man.
I mean, but that's some real shit.
That's right. Right. I'm agreeing with the whole paper thing. I want you to write my name or... No, don't write my name because you have that prevent. I want you to write something
right
on the side. You know, I'm going to give
you
a code.
I'm going to send you a code.
Right, I'm going to send you... I'm going to text you the code at that and do it like on some damn verification shit. I text you the code and you put that on the paper. Some random shit. I want you to put horsey next to it. That's some crazy shit right there. Put some horsey next to it. Put a barcode next to it. She gonna say 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 12. Oh man. That shit ain't normal. Don't let them tell you it is.
Then don't text it to more than one woman at a time.
Right. That way he can't. Like, what? What?
It's a child to send that penis.
Not all ladies up on that. Not all ladies up on that right there. Not all ladies up on that right there.
Damn it. That's why this is a PSA. Damn it. They need to be.
If the tip, LaCresci, the chat room says, if the tip is pink and the shaft is black, run.
Run.
They said they like
my mouth
right
now. I'm not running. If he send me a picture with his tip of his penis pink and his shaft black, we want to make up some money. That's going to be fucking amazing. I'm cashing in. He said raw tip infection. We cashing. I'm like, look what he sent me, y'all. This dick is amazing. Look what it do. He sent you infection.
Oh, man.
Baby, they said call me in at 9:40 our time.
Right,
that's when the men are allowed. They want you to call in.
Right. Want to call in.
Right.
Tell us who tamed you.
Oh! He said, I guess y'all can't handle him.
Ooh.
No, get a love talking shit.
Yeah, ghetto love talking shit, but ghetto, remember, I made you apologize, so I can tame you. I like to talk my shit, too.
He said he'll call me at 9:40.
That'll get him right there. I like to talk shit, too. Talking about some whatever. Oh, no, Brick is going ham right now in the chat room. If the tip is pink and the shaft is black, run. Raw tip equals infection. The tips are no. Ooh. He got ingrown hairs on his poom, on his poom, on his. They are going in right now.
Ingrown hairs on his dick? Wow.
I don't
hurt
it off. Keywords, fellas. They going in right now. I got a friend request. Oh, God. Like, I ain't even doing nothing. How y'all requesting friends? And stuff. And stuff. We going in. People have stalkers. I have a stalker on this site. I'm not your wifey. We never met. No, once again, you cannot be my second boo. No, you cannot take me out on a date. And no, stop hitting me up. You are freaking me out. I'm nice. That nice. Please, get the hint. Wow.
What the hell?
Right. This is what goes on. This is what goes on. And then... In my world, this is what I see. Cyber stalkers, It's crazy.
You sound like PG. She got all type of stalkers. Male and female.
That's crazy. Ooh. I love a nice mushroom head. Mmm. This is what happened. This is what I see on my Facebook people.
Leave me out of this, Renee. I was on mute. I was getting my fat girl on. You leave me out of this.
I'm
leave
trying to get my fat
talking.
Girl on, too. I'm cooking while I'm on the phone with y'all. I'm just
that's,
saying.
That's all right, girl.
Well,
that's
I got
right.
my food.
Ooh, let's not
talk balls. Let's
talk
balls.
Right, let's not talk balls.
Ew. We can't ask any questions. You need to do a whole different show about balls. I ain't seen you the ball song yet, so you can't do your ball
song. let's not talk
sorry.
About balls. Oh, Brick, come on there, Brick. Crush got redneck stalkers. I do, Kona. That's all right. Ain't that some shit? I'm the complete opposite of everything they're about, and they want to stalk me. I'm black. I'm fat.
Hey, they like
you.
Hey,
okay.
Big as I am.
All right.
Right. They like them like
they
that.
They like them big.
They like them
big. That's crazy. Y'all are wilding out, though. For real, for real. Y'all acting up right now. Don't know why
they
y'all
like
acting up. Like y'all
I'm being good.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
She actually is being good.
I've been being good all day.
All right, folks. All right, we got another caller. Right, so another caller is on the air. If it's a guy, listen, guys, if you call up to my show right now before 10:40, and I bring you on, I'm gonna delete. I'm just gonna hang up on you. So don't feel offended. Just call back and hang on. That's it. That's how that works. So, if you are a guy and I press you and you don't hear nothing else after that, that means I hung up on you. Because guys are not allowed to chat until after 10:40 Eastern, 9:40 Central. All right? So, 347-489.
Damn.
Are you a man or a woman?
Hey, Crush.
Hey. Hi, Bliss. Okay. This is the lady who gave us our last topic when we were talking about what's up with dick pics. They went ham.
Yes.
They went ham. They said you need to have a barcode next to the picture. They said it wasn't to excite, but to inform. They was going in. They was like,
they put me the barcode next to it because I'm seeing two things. Like, you over there borrowing some other man's penis picture. I'm talking about, yo, girl, I'm going to get you with this. Mm-hmm. You get to the crib and it's a whole different story. You like, what happened there, buddy? That picture, you know, that intriguing picture. Yeah.
What happened?
Okay, great. What happened there? Bit of shrinkage, just a bit, you know. Okay.
Lost advertising.
How your penis got anorexia? How your penis got anorexia?
Yeah, you were. Like, were you just, you've been fasting lately? Okay.
And what you do, you gotta tell them. You're like, okay, you wanna send me a pic? Well, it's the code I want you to put on the piece of paper that I want you to lay up under your penis.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta send
it
to me within 3 minutes. If I don't get it within 3 minutes,
of paper.
I don't want it.
Write my name on that piece of paper, and I'm making sure I'm very good at knowing what is Photoshopped and what is not. So if you think about Photoshopping my name to your picture, wrong. You're not
going to
do that.
Nah, that's why I want a piece of paper with a code on it. Fuck my name.
Right.
I want these certain numbers.
Next to it.
Right. I want a piece of paper with a code on it. Put a long ass number. Text them to it. I want you to divide 4 into 5,000,039. I want you to put the answer. And I want
you to put it within 3 minutes. I don't want it.
Right, and I want you to put the answer right next to it, and then I want you to Photoshop it. That's how I want you to do it, too. Put X to Y to the letter C. Right, X to
fellas,
Y to the letter C.
It's two reasons why we're requesting this. Look, fellas, it's two reasons why we're requesting these certain things with your penis picture. For one, I don't want the same penis picture you sent to the next bitch. I'm not
right.
I want my own picture. I want me a new picture. I don't want the old picture. I want the current picture with my code on it, and I want it within 3 minutes. Don't send me the same picture that you got in your phone logged in and saved for using to everybody. That's not the one I want. I don't want that goddamn infected-ass picture. I want a new one.
this should go for females too, because I've seen females do this, where they would take a popular picture that's rotating around on the internet and point it off at themselves. I mean,
really?
The thing about that, when niggas don't care. Little they got a pussy shot. They don't give a fuck.
Let me tell you. The things I've seen in my day, just with the internet and people, is crazy. There are people who literally will take your whole identity front online like they are you. Have people thinking you are actually talking to them. Get in an online relationship with somebody. To the end of it, you find out it's not them. I've seen this. Like, it's really crazy. So, I don't, all that picture stuff, I'm going to come to your house. I'm going to see what it is at your house. We just gonna see, and if it ain't what I want, we gonna sit down, we gonna watch a movie, and we gonna talk about what could have happened if you were handling business the way
what
I
should have could.
You gonna come up missing?
You gonna come up missing?
Yeah, no good.
You a paper trail, boo. You gonna come up missing?
Nah,
all right,
boy.
Niggas get real in their body when you tell them they penis ain't up to standard. They get real upset. They'll tell you. Yeah, but what an average size penis is 5 to 6 inches. Okay, boo-boo, can you have that? If it's average, can you at least have that?
All right.
You're 3 2/4.
Okay, this is a hot topic right now. This is a hot topic right now. But let me just pass off to Bliss real quick. Bliss, our main topic tonight, because you just tuned in, our main topic for tonight is, one, can men be tamed? And two, if so, what are the top five qualities to tame your man? The first three we have is, one, on how he treat his moms, number one. Number two is being able to get his dick hard without touching it, without blowing on it, without doing anything, you know, give him a look and his dick instantly get hard. And number three, what was number three, y'all? Anybody? Nobody?
Did we say number three?
Brick said number three. Did you say another
three? Wait a minute. These are things that can be done.
You can do. Right.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, make it clap. She said make it clap.
I don't believe.
That's a training technique.
I can make it clap. I can look at a dude and get his dick hard, and he treats his mama good. Does not mean he's still going to be tamed.
Okay.
Let's just be real. He could still sit here and treat his mama and treat you like gold. You could be clapping it up all you want inside that house. You could get him hard as he, like, the hardest he's ever been in his life. And then the next thing you know it, he's leading a double life living with another woman named Bella. You know, Guatemalan or something like that. Like, let's just be real. Like, I mean, can a man really tame a woman?
Well, we're not gonna answer that. We're gonna let the men answer that. Like, we're not gonna answer that. But we're talking about within your household. I mean, we're gonna talk about you can't control. Like, okay, well, let's specify because you are making some valid points. But we're going to specify right now. We're talking about within your household because a man's going to do what a man's going to do regardless.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you can only control what's going on within your household. You feel me?
I feel like the top way to get a man to be tamed, honestly, is respect and common ground. That's the top way, personally. If you don't have respect and common ground between you two that's set, and y'all really commit to that, both of you commit to that, then, you know, it's going to be wild crazy. You're going to find him up in, like, Tisha's and Keisha's and everybody else's house. Just because y'all don't have a basic understanding with each other, where y'all honestly, wholeheartedly respect each other.
All right, so yours is to be on the same page, basically.
Yeah, always. Always on the same page. Because once you walk that page, things get twisted. And then you have to put your foot in someone's ass.
That was thank you, Bliss, for tuning in. They going ham in the chat room right now. If y'all not in the chat room, y'all need to get in there. www.blogtalkradio.com.
I'm sorry, I was reading the chat. I'm with Brick.
www.blogtalkradio.com. All right, damn it. www.blogtalkradio.com/LaCrushHearts, LaCrushHearts, one word. And just click on the on air, click on the chat button, and you'll definitely be in the chat room. Shout out to all the men that's listening right now, Black Reporter.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I had to get that out. I was on mute. I almost choked on my french fries.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't agree with nothing what was just said.
I didn't hear it. I muted y'all.
Brick, you didn't hear it?
I had to go yell at the children. So I had to meet y'all.
She got to go yell at the children. Damn, ladies. Damn, man. Damn.
She got to go yell at the children.
We must.
Right. Right. Y'all all got that, right? Got to mute us.
Got to learn how to multitask.
That's all right. I ain't used to being on this early in the night.
Right, right. Late. You do a midnight show over here, 11 o'clock show.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand. All right, folks, we're going to get into this next song set. We're going to come back. We're going to finish our conversation, talk about some more penis, tease the men some more, have a good old time. Thank you, Bliss, for shouting us out, checking us up on the Phone Fantasy Radio. We got Mrs. PG from Milwaukee. We got Renee from Milwaukee. We got Lady C, a.k.a. Debbie Parker, a.k.a. Baton Rouge, a.k.a. No. Got all them damn a.k.a.
Crushy, let me do an intro before you go to the song. Let me do our little extra for right now. Well, I thank you for coming in to Phone Fantasy Radio with your super fluffy flirt, LaCrush. And of course, your girl, Miss PG. We hope your penises are rock hard right now and frustrated to say what you want to say. But hold on to a little daddy. Don't come too fast. We'll be right back after this song. Deuces.
You were supposed to say Bonobo.
I was going to, but I figured since we was going to a song, it was like, you know, bye for right now. You can't say nothing. What the fuck you going to say? I mean, for officially. What you going to do, hit your screen?
All right, folks. We're going to go ahead right now and play this next song. So does my computer stop freezing? Whoa. All right, for some reason, I'm having technical problems right now. I don't know why, but I'm having technical problems right now. Okay, I think I know why now. Give me a second.
just lay in it if you need a way.
Major technical difficulties. And the problem was I was muted. Y'all had to see me here pressing all these buttons. And I know y'all didn't. Y'all had like dead air for a good couple of minutes. But I'm going to get focused, y'all. I'm going to get focused. Listen, I had to cut that song short because I just looked at the time. And our time is winding down. We got 8 minutes before the guys come on, right? Is it 13 minutes, right? I don't know. My board is saying one thing. My board.
My microwave says 9:26. I mean, so that's 10:26 y'all time. 9:26
my time. My board is saying one thing, and my other board is saying something else. But we know that they're quick to come up, so let's get it together right now. If y'all got 4 and 5, let us know what's 4 and 5 right now. If y'all want to use, we got 1, how he treat his mom. We got 2, how to make his dick hard without having to touch it or blow it or anything. We got 3, make it clap. And we got 4 and 5. 4 was y'all have to be on the same page, respect one another, respect each other's boundaries. Y'all got to always be on the same page. So we need the 5 top 5th quality on how to tame your man. And yes, it has been said that men can be tamed. I guess the question for the men will be, can women be tamed? Right. Can a woman be tamed?
No, the question would be, do you admit when you're tamed?
Right.
Because, you know, some men are embarrassed to admit that they want to run, you know, things around their home or whatnot.
Right.
Home at a certain time or making sure a certain thing is done on certain time. I mean, just some dudes don't like to admit those type of things.
Okay.
Especially not to their boys.
Right. They like to make sure, like, give them an impression that they holding it down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me ask y'all: is there any truth to what Bliss was saying when she on the call drive?
No.
She was
no.
You don't
no.
think so?
No.
I'm lost. I missed
nothing.
It.
She said that men couldn't be tamed, so therefore, when I'm even listening, nothing else. That's not true at all.
That's a lie.
Yeah, I think so.
I know so.
Oh. Well, she said men can't be tamed because no matter how well or how much you clap in the ass, no matter how good looking you are, giving him the look, making his dick hard as hell, they still have men that lead a double life.
Those are
and Brick said her game must not be tight enough, and I agree with Brick.
Oh, boy.
Right. Her game is not tight, and that's not a man. That's a boy. You got to know the difference between a man and a boy.
Oh. The good girl has spoken. Rawr.
Ain't nothing good about that naughty girl. Ain't nothing good about that naughty girl. I mean.
Who you calling naughty? I'm not naughty.
You may crush like a church girl.
Whatever.
You must be hella nasty then, shit.
She's lying.
I don't know, right? The last time.
If Kettle tell you anything, he's a lie. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, that's what Kettle said. It's your story, and you're sticking to it. Even you know you're lying.
I'm not. I'm
a
good girl.
A story ain't nothing but a lie, bubble. A story is a lie. Truth is truth. So if you say it's my story and I'm sticking to it, call for the biggest lie I've ever told. I'm going
like
to go with this lie till I die. Sure. Spank a lot.
What'd you say?
Sure, spank a lot.
Don't listen to him. You know. Come on now, PG. You know he likes to extend the truth.
I done heard you say it, but... It's not the Renee and PG show, so, you know, we're going to call. This can go on forever.
You know, yeah, we let y'all go ham real quick, let y'all go back and forth. We realize that, yeah, we ought to. Well, you know, y'all got away with it tonight because I didn't upload my file like I was supposed to. I should do that right now.
But I will tell y'all this, since I do have this moment, the sidebar is coming back, babies.
Ooh.
That's what's up.
Sooner than you think. It could be tomorrow. I don't know. Do I feel like talking to y'all tomorrow? I don't know.
You know what
I'm saying? She said,
the reason why she said, because Petey got a show tomorrow.
Oh. Petey got a show tomorrow? Tell us about it.
Yeah.
You want to see? Tell us about Petey's show.
He got to do a live performance tomorrow at the warehouse in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on Water Street.
Ooh, nice.
You're so silly.
I know. All right, we've been having a good time. Time is definitely winding down. Okay, now it's official. We got 8 minutes remaining on the Clizzoc for men to get up and chit-chat about whatever it is they want to chit-chat about. So, men, y'all are now allowed to call in to Phone Fancy Radio with La Crush Heart, Mrs. PG, and Black Reporter.
You can call in now.
Yeah, I can call in. Y'all can start calling in now. 805-830-8320.
You know what? That's just like a nigga. He said... It's 9:30. Y'all said 9:40. Don't be telling me 9:32.
I didn't.
I'm just letting you know the first nigga that get on, I'm booing him.
Boo.
Boo.
Boo. line. So men are allowed to call in right now on the Phone Fantasy Radio.
I'm sorry, girl, stupid.
Yo, Brick gonna say open the stalls. Yo, Brick is wilding right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know about y'all, but ladies' night turned out to be awesome, dude. Even though we had some technical difficulties and we start off a little slow. I enjoy ladies' night. I think I want to have it at least every third Thursday of the month. I don't know. I think that's something I want to do.
We had last night.
Oh, this
we
is every
about
first
threesomes and everything.
All right. This is first ladies' night. I'm sorry, first ladies' night. That's what this is. The first Thursday of the month. I think I want to do this every Thursday, first Thursday of the month. I think that's what I want to do. So the next
we
one.
About
one
on my show.
Yeah. Huh?
No, I was saying we talked about. We had ladies' night last night on our show, and no, that was Tuesday night we were talking about threesomes. But if I said something about Ruth Sky, it'd be okay.
You damn right. I'm co-hosting. It's about me and LaCrush. Duh.
So, what's our website again? Inthebuilding.ning.com. Yeah, that's what you need to see. Inthebuilding.ning.com. I need to get back on there. I've been lacking on my Ning site. It wasn't my fault.
That's
my computer
where it all goes down.
All right, that's where it all goes down. I need to get back on there. And, you know, we're going to have some good old fun. And hopefully I can get a show or two, a couple of people onto my live stream. I'm trying to get my drops together. People ain't giving me my drops like they're supposed to.
You know, okay, you know what? Listen, at this point, I can confirm my story. What are you calling her on your show? Hey, fuck that. Cab driver. Was my boss not busy today?
Yes, we were. I was at the studio all day with PG. You know, if y'all don't, for all those of y'all that don't know PG, PG know what she be talking about. I learned a lot today.
And so it was always somebody in my booth. We had a show last night, and we had another show the other day. My booth is busy, or we're not, and I don't have. I want to. You see, I did it today live. I want to give you the drop. Petey already know what he's saying on his drop. So I don't know what he's saying on his. We just ain't had time. It's a priority here. Just know that it is a high priority here.
Okay, no problem. Hopefully we'll get it together. And, you know, I'm trying to get my live stream together. I need to get my intros together. So y'all got time.
Are you doing your separate live stream, or are you doing your show on your In the Building live stream?
No, I'm not doing a live stream. I'm not talking about the camera. I'm talking about my
Oh, you talking about the website?
Yeah, my website. That stream. Right. Talk about that stream.
So, Crushy, when are you bringing your TV show back to In the Building on livestream.com?
I don't know. I haven't been feeling pretty lately.
<Mm-mm>.
You know what? I can't even fault you because I sure didn't have my hair on today either.
Yeah, I have been feeling pretty sad about that. I have been feeling pretty lately. I'm almost there, but I got somewhere to go. Maybe if I go get my nails done this weekend, I'll feel a little pretty.
Yeah,
can have a little mini spa day. I miss having those, like, you go buy yourself an outfit, you go get your toes and your nails done, go get, you know,
well,
your hair.
Well, you know, now I don't have a lot of lady female friends because, you know, I'm always with niggas, so I guess they either think I'm the biggest jump down the side of the Pecos, or I'm just, you know, not into kicking it with bitches, which I truly ain't, but, you know. I have been trying to formulate little lady nights events. Like on Fridays, I'm supposed to go out with a couple of the chicks, you know, that are in the industry with me, i.e. Renee and the Criminal. Shout out to the Criminal. So, you know, we've been working on that. So, yeah, I feel you on that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Whoever that is, tell them I'm going to curse them out. Don't be ringing my bell like that. Tell him, Heffa, stop ringing my bell like that. So they can stay their ass downstairs. Don't be ringing my bell like that. Don't tease me, though.
Damn, nobody gonna say nothing.
I was wondering what was going on. I didn't want to snap again twice in the same hour, so I figured I'd fall back on this one. My bad, because I was so angry. I'm looking like, who the fuck?
You see how they do me, right, y'all? Now they want to be quiet. Mm-hmm. Now everybody want to be quiet. I start yelling in my background. Everybody want to be quiet now. See how that goes?
Listen.
We are officially letting the guys in, because I know if I wait any longer, they're going to be sending me emails talking about open up the line. So without further ado,
please call in now.
Mr. Stroker.
Need the number.
Black Reporter.
Damn it, call me.
Yes, ma'am.
Black Reporter.
Black Reporter.
Down, ladies. Down. Here.
It's 1-805-830-8320.
And that is the number, folks. Nay did it for us. 805-8320. That is the number. We got Lady C. We got Renee. We got Miss PG. Now we got the Black Reporter. And we also got a 920 number. Let's see if they want to get on the air right now. 920. Okay, hold on. Right. Okay, right. 920-791.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Ooh.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Not you.
Hey, Horsey.
Oh.
Horsey.
Yeah, I died right. All right, so men, y'all have been listening. If not, y'all have heard about our topic for tonight. Our topic on Ladies' Night was, can men be tamed? And if so, what are the top five qualities? I'm going to go over those top five qualities for y'all, right? Did we even go to five? I'm going to go over the
impossible, so you put it to the side, which was crazy.
Okay. So, the top three that we have right now is, one, how he treat his mama. If he treat his mama well, if he treat her bad, you know, we got to learn how he treat his mama, ladies. Two, ladies, you have to be able to make his pee-pee hard without blowing on him. Yeah, you got to make his little pee-pee hard. Three, ladies, you got to learn how to make it clap, ladies. If you ain't got it like that, you got to learn how to make it cat. You got to learn how to make it swirl. You got to learn how to just throw it back on him. Let that nigga knees buckle, and you just go ham on it. I'm just saying. Oh, P.S. P.S. He got to learn how to lift and separate. You got to teach him about the lift and separate.
Yep.
I
hope
we brought that movement back.
Right. Ladies, y'all need to teach him how to lift and separate. You can help too, ladies. Now, if I'm saying I got short arms, but if you have longer arms, all you got to do is reach behind and just pull your butt cheeks up. You got the lift part covered. You got to do the separation, damn it. God damn.
Mm-hmm.
God damn. I can only do but so much, nigga.
Yeah.
Hey.
Don't be hey-hey-heying on our show. Don't get on here. On that note, we're going to bring in another 414. Milwaukee's part of the building on Phone Face Radio Live right now. Hey, 414-335, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm just waiting for y'all to turn the cameras on so I can watch y'all make it clap or whatever. Because I hear y'all here giving lessons and shit. Like, okay, let's see the teacher.
Let's speak righty. Shout out to Dow Jones.
Let's separate.
So now our question, we asked our question. So now our question for you men is, one, do you admit to being tamed?
Yeah.
Hell nah.
They both say it together.
That's the man that's already trained. Damn.
Yeah.
There's no united front among the trained.
No, that ain't me. I ain't got no curfew. The thing is,
oh my God.
I don't have any curfew either. That ain't being trained. The curfew ain't being trained.
Wait, hold on, Black Reporter. Ladies, let me ask y'all this real quick, sidebar. Can this be a number five? Give him that nigga a curfew?
Yeah.
So we got our number five then. Thank you, Ghetto. Thank you very much. I didn't want to call you. Thank you very much.
He always helps the ladies out. He comes already trained.
Ghetto, how old are you? What's that, bro?
33.
How old are you, bro?
33.
You're how old?
33.
Tell them
how old you look,
so
ghetto. How old do you look? Be honest.
Hey, some say like 20-something, and some say 40. I ain't going to lie.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what they look like.
Okay, you answer my question right there, though.
Okay,
hey,
I get 20.
Okay, Black Reporter, how old are you?
I'm 52.
Okay.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I've been around the block a few times.
You done been around the block. You done been around the.
I've been around the block a few times.
Sorry, because you know what I just thought of. Okay.
Around the block.
No. You know when you're taming a horse and they got the guy in the middle and he got to run around and he's jogging around the. You know these are things that pop in my head, and then I get to see Brick standing there with a whip, with a loose, and you just hopping around in a circle around her.
Look, and I got my whip right now, Crushy. I got my whip
right.
She
been having it all day.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Brick from Brooklyn.
Oh,
y'all go ham right now. Shout out to Brick from Brooklyn. Y'all going ham right now.
Horsey.
Yay, ladies' night. Oh, man. Oh, y'all just giving me, oh, damn. I wish I could draw, because I would draw a picture of that. You know those half horses, half horse, half man? I can just see Black
Reporter.
Just be Black Reporter running around.
I'm a proud stallion.
You're a proud stallion. I hear that.
You a centaur. You a half man, half horse. Those ain't stallions no more. Them stallions.
So, Ghetto.
What up?
You not trained?
Hell no. Nope. I'm a wild guy, out here, guys.
You know what? We should have made nine number five, B.
Having them think they're not trained when we know they really are. You know what I'm saying? To teach them to think that they're not trained, which should have been number one.
See?
All right. Hey, so, wait a minute, ladies. Another question just popped in my mind. Can a man Can a man? I don't know. That's not what I was gonna say. Can a man? Yep. Can a man not realize he's been trained?
Yep.
That's how you know you got trained by the best.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
I
gotta be home by 8:30.
He thinks he
makes
his own decision.
I hear that hot shit. PD, call up PD 805.
Get permission before they do anything.
Quit talking about your iris, damn it. I was thinking about going to the store buying
a bag of chips. Is that cool with you? Type shit, man. They out here.
Now, that's just insane.
For real, man.
It's one thing to have your man train.
I'm watch certain niggas like every 30 seconds or so. They go into their phone and they texting something. That's an update.
Yo, you got an echo and it's driving me insane.
That's because somebody want to be on their phone next to me right now.
Right.
Well,
if you wasn't
on
my laptop, then I wouldn't have to.
All right.
You
got a smartphone.
All right. All right. So we'll just mute one of y'all. How about that?
You're the one that ain't talking.
I just did. Relax. I just did. Relax, 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 folks.
Right.
I start acting up. Y'all gotta get the stop along.
She actually got it.
Y'all be acting up. That's what y'all gonna get. The stop alarm.
Air raid horn.
All right, folks.
At least I'm getting blonde.
We still going ham right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. We got 10 minutes remaining on the clock. If you want to join the conversation for after hours, please do call in right now, 805-830-8320. You can listen to your phone or you can talk to your phone. We got everybody on the line. We got Miss Lady C from the 225 Baton Rouge. We got everybody from the 414 area. It's like everybody from the 414 area just called Milwaukee, Wisconsin is hard right now on Phone Fantasy Radio Live. We got Renee, Ghetto. We got Mr. T. And right now, I believe we got the B R Y T K K K K. Is this right here?
I'm walking down to the studio to see if these men have anything.
Damn. What was that? And what was all that? 347-627. Morning. Hello?
Yeah, what up, Crush?
What's up, Brick?
It's
how you doing?
What's good?
It took you long enough to
Mommy.
Get...
Mommy!
I get trying.
Right.
It took you long enough
to go in the chat room. I was like, damn.
And Ghetto came on and said, the dudes that are training are the ones with curfews and stuff, and they got to ask their girl, can they buy a bag of chips?
No, it ain't like that.
Then what is it like? What is it like, Black Reporter? Let us know. You are an openly trained stallion. As a matter of fact, you're a brick stallion. So
yes, he is.
Let us know how it is. How is the relationship going with the? Let us know, Black Reporter, from your point of view.
Well, to be honest with you, I've been down on the disabled list for the past couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't really gotten into it as of lately. No, seriously, I've been ill for the past couple of months, so I really haven't been keeping in touch with Rick, but I'm going to rectify that in the next 2 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm.
But with permission, I will let her define what her parameters for me.
Supposed to be. Black Reporter knows. He's accepted the program. He knows. When I came to him, I told him, I said, Black Reporter, I have a stable. I said, I have a slot open if you'd like to apply for the position. He said, yes, he would.
Damn.
So he applied for the position. What's in my stable?
Okay. All right. So what are some of the things that you have your horsies do, Britt?
Well, each horse supplies a particular need. Black Reporter is like my political slash current events slash educated horse. So when I want intellectual conversation, Black Reporter provides that to me.
Wait a minute. This all sounds familiar now. Okay. So,
okay.
This all sounds familiar now. All right. So men can be tamed. As long as they're used for the purpose that they are created for.
Exactly. He knows what his role is. They all have roles.
So sometimes
he gets a little restless and starts calling and calling too much. So I have to kind of ignore him a little bit. But then I show him some attention, you know, because after a while, because some of the horses, they all know about each other. All my horses know about each other. I don't have, like... You know, I'm not sneaking around with this one and that one. They all know each other. Okay? That's the first thing. And they can be controlled and they can be tamed. It's the way you do it. That girl that was saying all that before, I don't know what she's doing and what her man doing, but if she's worried about him running out on her, she's the one under his control. She don't have him under her control. throw your horse to know that they ain't going nowhere. Black reporter, that's a little horse. He ain't going nowhere. You know, and that's not taking away from his character and who he is at all.
Uh-huh.
It's just saying that he knows his role and he accepts it. Now, what's
okay.
wrong with that? Why does it have to be about, you know, the woman being the dominant and all this other stuff telling you what to do? It's not even about that. It's about knowing your role and following it.
Accepting
it.
Staying in your lane.
Staying in your lane. That's what it is, Black Reporter, staying in your lane. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks. You're tuned into Phone Fantasy Radio. We have Pastor Brick on the line right now. All hell, Pastor Brick. All hell, Pastor Brick and her stall of men.
It's a stable question.
Right. And her, oh, sorry. Her stable of men. I'm sorry. Yeah, right. There I go, trying to be silly. All right, so Ghetto,
yeah.
You are a man that is untamed. You are a man that is untamed. You just heard what Pastor
right.
Brick had to say. What are your thoughts on what she had to say?
Big purpose, at its finest. I give her a props. Because women, but they could do that easy, because I done seen plenty of women who got a dude to pay the light bill, dude to pay the car bill, a dude to take her out to lunch every Wednesday, a dude to take her out to lunch every Thursday. You know what I'm saying? And shit. And like she said, she keeping it up above the board, letting everybody know with everything. So it's like if anybody get feelings hurt, they just a pussy. So you know what I'm saying? I give her a props. Because if everybody kicked it like that, then it'd be a lot less people, you know, getting shot for sleeping in somebody's bed and not knowing.
This is true.
Girl, you got that right.
Okay, so Pastor Brick, what are your thoughts on our last caller, Bliss, who said that men couldn't be tamed at all?
Men can be tamed. Okay, and it's not even, well, the word tamed is, yeah, no, fuck that. Men can be tamed.
Yeah,
okay, just
right.
like a woman can be.
Fuck it.
You know what I'm saying? They had those. Shakespeare wrote that shit, The Taming of the Shrew. This was a woman who was like buck wild, but she got tamed by her husband. How did he tame her? By showing her affection, like treating her like nobody else ever treated her before.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's the key. The key, and I believe I'm revealing this secret because it's men on the phone, but ladies, there's more ladies than men. Key to actually taming your man is to find out what his biggest fear is and tackle it. Not, you know, make him feel even worse, but to actually make him feel like, you know what, I'm the answer to that problem. And your man will trust you, and he will follow you, and he will do whatever you say and do whatever you want that you want him to please you with, he will do. You just got to find out that one fear. See, if you're good enough, you don't have to be sneaky about it and slick or whatever. He will reveal that to you, and then by then, you can then take that and use that to your advantage.
Okay. Lady C, what are your thoughts? Lady C, you are a woman of an older stature than most of us on here. Are you agreeing or disagreeing with what Brick have to say so far? Pastor Brick, excuse me. Excuse me, let me give her a title, Pastor Brick. What you think, Lady C?
She has some good points. I mean,
this is what men do to us. Think about it.
I mean,
when a man
concerns.
Gets with you, what does he do? He tells you, you get with him and you say, I don't want to be alone. I just don't want to be alone. He knows that. He goes in on that. Okay, well, y'all have an argument. If he want to hurt you, what's the first thing he do? I'm leaving.
I'm going to leave.
He know that's going to set you off. You understand what I'm saying? They do the
and
same thing.
Say, please don't go.
Exactly.
Right.
But so
you say,
because that's your biggest.
Don't go.
You know what you're saying?
No. Because how many times you say, oh, I've been left, you know, guys just leave me. You don't feel all of this shit.
All right, Pastor Brick. Can you let Lady C talk? Can you?
I'm sorry, Lady
C. And was she not just talking over that, though? But was she not just talking over that? Hold on, everybody. Hold on, Lady C. I'm sorry, but I just got the 90-second mark. We tuned into Full Face Radio Live with La Crush Heart, Mrs. PG, Lady C, Black Reporter, Pastor Brick, Ghetto, Renee. We got a new caller on the line. We're going to get to you in a minute, sir or ma'am. And we're talking about, can a man be tamed? And if so, what are the top 5 qualities to tame a man? And we got 60 seconds remaining. We're going into overtime. So you got 60 seconds to call in. 805-830-8320. 805-830-8320. We are be going an hour after this. So definitely call in. Stay on the line, because once you hang up, I can't bring you back on. On that note, we got the 662-255. How you doing? Welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio. What's your name and where you're from?
This improv, I just kind of see what y'all was doing, see how y'all was doing up there in New York.
Hey.
From the SIP.
That's improv.
Brother man from the SIP.
How you
doing?
I'm doing good. We doing good up here.
Yeah.
We doing good up here, man. We got
What city this is?
This is New York.
New York, okay, I had it right.
Right. Yeah, you had it right.
Yeah.
You had it right. PG's not here. PG is not here right now. Right? Or is she here and I just don't know it? Hold on, I think she's here. 6454?
No, that's me.
All right, okay. All right, so PG has finally left the building. Sorry, PG, left the building. You know how they get into it over at Bruce Sky Entertainment. They always get lost in the sauce. Anyway, shout out to Miss PG for holding it down. Improv, our question tonight was for Ladies' Night: can men be tamed? And if so, what are the top 5 qualities? And we have Pastor Brick break down the qualities for us, and then some. But right now, Lady C, do you remember what it is you wanted to share?
Yeah. Okay, see, I mean, men have done us for so long. It's just the fact that women have gotten enough gumption and reality that we can flip it and train them. And it's just you have to learn whoever it is you're training, find out what it is you have to do, because everybody is different. You can't use the same tricks on everybody. You just have to learn what kind of person he is. And is he worth training? Do you really want to try to put your effort into it? Because if it ain't worth it, let him go. Take the harness off and let him run free.
I'm gonna put my $50 with y'all and make it $100, Jeremy. I don't feel ain't now one of us no animals, so I don't think one of us need to be tamed. I think both of us humans, the man and the woman. You see what I'm saying? I think that we need to be equal.
We need to be equal? You think that's possible in a double standard world?
I think equality is an illusion.
It's a good thought, but I mean, there's always that double standard that's going to be out there. There's nothing that can be done about that. That's just life right there. It's a double standard all the way around. So is it even possible?
Is an illusion.
Is it even possible for us to be on an equal level?
Equality is an illusion.
Okay,
well, what about, like, if the man stay in his place and then the woman stay in her place?
Well, that's what we were talking about. Everybody stay in their lane. So you hit it right on the knob. But that's not equality.
But I'm saying, how can you measure things in a person's life to make them equate out? It's impossible to do that. How can you say, you know what I'm saying, yo, doing the dishes, picking up the kids, taking them to do things is the same as this person going to work, or, you know what I'm saying, unless y'all both working jobs, splitting everything you do straight down the middle,
The thing about it, you saw it coming, you just let it went over your head. Like, when he swung at you that first time, then you're okay. This right here probably going to happen and keep on happening. So what you should do, like, yeah, I probably better stop this right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you saw him, you know what I'm saying, like
so,
I mean, you see stuff in the beginning, but what we tend to is to let it fly over our head and be like, okay, well, it'll change.
All right. So basically, you're saying everything that we said. If you see it, you nip it in the bud. And these are just,
yep,
you know, these are just your tips on too. So the word tamed, that was our problem. We just don't want to use the word tamed, right?
Tamed.
So don't use the word tamed. Let's think of another word. Can a man be tamed? What else can we put in there? Can a man be what?
Can control is a bad word.
Control?
Can a man be a bad word?
He's not trying to control you. Can a man be overcome? Is that a word to see?
Can a man be a good dude?
Can a man be a good dude?
A good man. Yeah.
A good man. Okay. Can he be housebroken?
Can he be a real man?
It's like y'all trying to raise a man. It's like y'all trying to put something into a computer and like make your own idea.
It's not we trying
to
put.
Like.
Well, in a way, we all do that. That's just us by nature.
But we give birth to you, that's just our nature of doing things.
Listen, I'm just looking at him as a person.
But we are looking at him as a person
because by nature we are mother. We are nature. You get what I'm saying? We install these values into you as a mother. You get what I'm saying? And that's the same thing we're doing to you as a man.
Same thing your mother did to your wife, right?
Ain't that the case? When you're
looking
for
a
woman,
take this out. So if you had a son and you grew him up, you know what I'm saying, and he met a woman that wanted to tame him.
But that's her right. That's her
right. If
he's doing something, if he's not the proper, if he's not handling his business like a good dude or a proper man is supposed to, then damn minute she needs to tame him. Because she got to stay with him for the rest of his life.
Can the man tame the woman?
And she has to overcome. And what we mean by tame, y'all thinking of it as a being towards like an animal when you tame an animal. But what you're really doing is not taming the man, but you're taming his misqualities. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The quality, his mishaps. The fact that he's like, when he goes into the bathroom and he leaves the seat up, you're going to tame him. No, you can't do that. You live with a woman now. This is the proper etiquette. It's all about teaching him etiquette. You know what I'm saying? Or how to, like you said, or how to be a proper dude, a proper gentleman, a proper man. However you want to, okay, if you go out with your boys and you staying out past the time you said you was going to come in and you don't call, that's not proper etiquette. I'm going to tell you, listen, boo, when you go out and you're going to stay past 1 o'clock, you need to call home and check in and let a sister know that you're going to be out. That's proper. That's you being tamed. You know what I'm saying? That's me telling you these are things that I'm having gripe with, and these are things that you're doing well. At the same time as me taming you, I'm also going to praise you because you are real, man.
Can you tell them all that in the beginning?
Other folks will call that consideration.
Can you say that in the beginning? But that's part of it,
Black Reporter.
Would you?
All of it goes under one big umbrella when you're saying somebody's being
tamed. But can't you tell them that in the beginning?
Would you tell a woman that in the beginning what you want her to do? Are you telling her how you want to change her?
I can tell you everything in the beginning.
Do I want to change? No.
We're going to talk about it before you became my man. I told you what kind of man I wanted before you even became my man, so you already know.
Exactly.
And
you sounded like you listening.
You just wasn't listening. I told you everything.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you. I told you everything.
And what happened, he let it flow over his head.
Your mama told you everything. You just wasn't listening.
Yep, and what happened was he let it flow over his head.
No, it's not I let anything flow over his head. I can't control what he comprehends and what he don't comprehend. Or what he hears, what he want to hear. I can't control that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're trying to go against the grain. I'm not sure if you're trying to go against the grain or are you with the grain. Which one are you? Are you trying to go against it or are you with it? So you just gave a sample of how you could be with it. When every time I say something, you're trying to counteract it with something else. But that's not possible.
No, I'm not counteracting. I'm just, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just,
right.
I mean, you go ahead on it and tell it, it all out in the beginning, then won't nobody have to be paying and doing all it.
All right.
I know it's probably going to be some more stuff.
Old Fantasy Radio. We got improv. We got Brick.
Yep.
With us.
Mm-hmm.
We got going to give y'all your last thoughts on the topic, and then we're gonna have to shut it down right now. So starting from the bottom, working their way up, Black Reporter, give us your final
idea.
Give us your final
idea.
Thoughts.
I'll be here.
Idea what?
I'm just recognizing that I'm here.
All right, but I'm asking you to give us your final thoughts on the topic.
Okay. Well, most people already know that Rick already explained how I'm one of her stallions in her stable. And I'm used specifically.
Your own horse.
No.
There's
no.
Only one stallion.
Oh, okay. I'm a horse.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
The only stallion.
My apologies.
It's President Barack Obama. That's the only stallion. Okay.
and she grabbed Secretariat to be a stallion. She grabbed Secretariat to be her stallion.
Go ahead, folks. All right. Y'all are too much, man. Brick, you are too much. I can't wait till you end it. Are you done, Black Reporter?
I'll give my outro later on.
All right.
Yeah.
We got Ghetto. Ghetto, you've been listening. You've been tuned in.
Yeah.
What are your final thoughts on the situation?
Man, I say a man can't be tamed because if that nigga tamed, he wasn't a man to begin with. Bye.
Okay. Lady C, Ms. Parker.
Uh-huh.
What are your final thoughts?
A man can't be trained, but you have to make sure if it's really the man that you want. Check him out before you start training because you may run into some road bumps. And then you realize, oops, it's not what I really wanted. So just make sure. And a woman can't be trained because all you're trying to do is become one and enjoy each other. So whatever it takes.
Is what it's gonna take. Okay. Amen. And improv. What are your final thoughts on our topic?
What do you want me to say? You're doing a good job. Keep up the good work. I mean, I don't know what to say. You know.
He scared the shit out of me. Yo, improv, you can't be doing shit like that. You scared the shit out of me. And I was like, wait, anybody else say that shit? Oh, damn. Yeah.
Be nice.
All right, Pastor. Pastor Brick. The floor is yours, Pastor Brick. Any final thoughts, Pastor Brick?
Final thoughts are men can be tamed, women can be tamed. We're all animals, even though you said we're human, we're a human race, but we're mammals. Exactly. We are animals. We are a species just like an animal. We are a species, and you can be tamed, and a man can be tamed. And what makes him a man is the fact that he will allow himself to conform and to be tamed. You conform for a job that you want. If you want the job, you don't show up wearing sneakers if the job says wear shoes. you conform in order to keep something. And in a relationship, you have to conform to keep that other person.
Hmm.
Whether you want to or not, we all conform. We all attain.
Well,
that's my final thought.
Well,
as the choir says,
hallelujah.
And the choir says,
ladies, can I get an amen, please, ladies? Can
amen.
I get an
amen?
Yes, yes. Pastor Brick laid the smack down. No. Pastor Brick just laid the smack down. And
that's all it is, too.
And that is final.
That's final.
That's it.
That was laid down. That is final. That is the final word. That's
we can conform to the white man. We can't conform to our woman. Come on.
Ooh.
Let's be real.
Ooh.
That's taking it deeper.
That's another. Yeah, that's
white
a whole
man tell you to wear shoes. You
that's
go wear shoes.
Another show.
That's a whole other show right there. What
yes,
it
that's
is.
Another show.
The girl say, "Baby, wear the shoes today." You want to argue her down? Come on, that's another show. But that's real talk.
Stop, stop. That's another show.
That's real talk. Can you get with that? Can you handle it? Go on there. Can you handle that? Go on there
and let that marinate.
Let marinate. Ooh. Oh, wait a minute, my bad. What happened to Renee? Ghetto, give Renee the phone. You had me mute her.
I guess you lied too loud, goddammit. You have to down. I didn't hear that shit.
Yeah.
No, man. We don't be needing that. We good. Leave her shit off.
No, where she at? Hold
you
on.
You know what? I'm going to come in that motherfucking living room and drop kick your ass.
Oh.
Hey,
hey, man. I'm taking bets 2-1. You know what I'm saying? I'm paying out 2-1. Anybody betting against me?
What'd you say?
So I'm paying out 2-1. Anybody betting against me?
Huh? Hey, I know what side my bet.
You can show up for us all you want, but we already know that. Renee, we're going to let you get your opportunity to say your final thoughts, if you will, on the topic.
Yes, men can be tame. And just because you tame, that don't mean you pussy whip. That don't mean you weak either, like some people. Or it doesn't mean you have a curfew, like some people might seem to think.
Just stay in your lane.
All right, folks. Y'all have just listened to Full Face Radio Live with everybody. I ain't going through y'all names no more. Damn it. With everybody. That's it. With everybody. And we had an awesome ladies' night. Thank you to Mrs. PG. Thank you to all my ladies. Renee. I just said I wasn't going to do that, right? But I'm going to do it anyway. Renee.
Right.
Lady C. Big ups to Pastor Brick. Yep.
All
the ladies.
At 11:30 y'all time, Eastern time, y'all come listen to our radio show. It's True Confession Thursday.
So y'all on every day?
This week we was. Yeah. I don't know about next week because I ain't scheduled no shows yet.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's what we're going to next, folks. We're gonna go check out. The candy shop with Renee and Ruby Candy on Blog Talk Radio. Other than that, on that note, we are signing off right now. Kisses and much love and much respect and big ups to Black Reporter, Ghetto, and Improv for tuning in and giving y'all two step in here. And Black Reporter, you want to hold down for the rest of the night? I mean, for the rest of the hour?
No, I'm getting ready to do my sign-off, and we are history because I've got to switch over to head to the candy shop.
Okay, then. Go ahead, boo.
So,
okay.
What time there was has ceased to be, then this is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here yet. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you want to hear, it was a computer's fault. On your face, put a big smile. We will see you next Tuesday. And until then, this is your Black Reporter and Lady Crushy, Crush, saying see ya, have a good weekend, and see you on the other side on the candy shop. Be sweet, be cool, and be safe. And we are outie.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.